Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies Cavehill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, August 23, 1837, the Barbadian newspaper published the 18th annual report of the Barbados Society for the Education of the Poor in the Principles of the Established Church, which highlighted the strides made in granting educational access to the underprivileged on the island. The report stated that although in a few instances, the hopes of the committee had been disappointed, for the vast majority, the record had been gratifying with the general success of the institution in attaining its ends, that is, effecting on its principles of attaining moral and religious improvement to the poor on the island. It was noted that the success was evidenced by the strong testimony which it received both from the actual experience of the committee and the numerous applications which were made from various quarters in Barbados and neighboring islands for the services of children educated at the establishment. The number of children enrolled in the schools at that time totaled 209, of which 119 were boys and 90 girls. Since the last report, 26 boys had left the school. 11 after examination and approval by the committee had been apprenticed to different trades. 2 were removed for non-attendance, 3 quit without notice, 2 transitioned to private schools, 1 migrated, 1 was moved to Harrison's Free School. After having acted as a teacher, another quit for a salary of £25 per annum, and 2 were removed by their mothers. Of the girls, 3 left the island having been enrolled at the institution during the temporary residence of their mother, 7 were placed in service, 6 remained with their friends, of whom 1 was absent without leave, 5 were removed due to irregular attendance, 3 were considered withdrawn due to the distance of their abode and ill health, and 3 died, making a total of 27 girls who were removed from the institution during the year 1836. The committee also highlighted, quote, with considerable satisfaction, unquote, that a concentration on trades were adding value to the institution through the supply of regular funds. For example, in the past 12 months, needlework had raised an amount of £27.02. To the necessity of punctuality of fees, the committee made a special application to persons still in arrears for the boarding and tuition of their children to make those wrongs right. It wrote, quote, the committee therefore have earnestly to request of those persons who send their children to the school at their own charge that they will, in accordance with a resolution of the committee, make their quarterly payments in advance. Otherwise, such children will be considered as withdrawn from the establishment, unquote. The strides being made in educational access to the underprivileged in Barbados was highlighted in the 18th annual report of the Barbados Society for the Education of the Poor, which was published in the Barbadian on this day, August 23rd, 1837.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.